I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Featured Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Jack.
And I'm skinning a cat. I mean, Rick.
Okay. And today we're talking about season two of FLCL, better known as Fooly Cooly or Freddy Curry, or if you go by the definitions that we found in Urban Dictionary, the very reputable source that it is, basically the fondling of or groping of girls' breasts or butts or whatever the hell else you want to mean, because that's also a definition too. So you want to catch a wider part of that conversation or the weird tangent that Rick and I went on a journey of high school experiences. Patreon.com/featuredanimepodcast to check that out. And like we said in the last episode, we're actually talking about doing some patron exclusive content. And one of the topics that we actually came up with was Jackie Chan, maybe watching some of his movies and doing that, or exploring some of the more spicy side of animes, something that's a little bit more risque than what we can actually put out on here, like High School DxD.
Yes. I've heard of that. I haven't seen it, but I've heard of it. And a very good friend of mine says that it is definitely not rated for regular stuff.
No, it's not. That all being said, today's is FLCL Progressive, or FLCL season 2, which is the second season that actually came out I want to say 2018.
I thought I just recently saw 19. It could be 18.
It's 6 episodes long, and the producers for it are Toho Visual Entertainment, studios for it are Production IG, Signal MD, and Production Good Book. It's an original, and the genres for it are action, avant-garde, comedy, sci-fi, mecha, and parody.
Okay. I'm not quite sure what it's parodying, but
parodying itself? Parodying the romance love genres that we see oh so often?
Fair enough. And I did check, it's 18, yes.
Even though it's season 2... this is not a direct sequel to the first one. While they do make a couple callbacks to the first one, you can only assume that maybe it takes place
either on a different world or an alternate universe.
No, I would say neither one. I would say years in the future.
It did feel older, or it did feel in the future. I thought maybe it was a different world.
And the reason why I say that is because, one, you still have Canty, the TV head box.
Yeah.
But everyone's still there, but they have, like, Twitter and the actual cell phones and things like that. So you know time has significantly progressed in between now and then.
Okay, that makes sense.
And they do make calls to current cultural references as well. And it is...
like what?
So, Gororo, he pretends like he has a girlfriend and he's got to rent a girlfriend for it to quote unquote show off.
And yeah, whoever thought that up was genius, because the rent a girlfriend becomes pivotal later on.
Yes. And it's, they kind of show her a couple other times throughout as well. So it's not just that one time that you see her. But what's interesting is they still kind of maintain the chant and mantra of Fooly Cooly or Freddy Curry, where it does still, like in this one, basically means whatever you want it to mean, and that there's no real solid definition for it. What is different, though, is that you now have two aliens from what I'm assuming, on the same thing. And
are they aliens, though?
Yeah, it's referenced several times in the first one and this one that they're aliens.
I guess my question would be, are they terrestrial aliens or were like outer space aliens?
Outer space aliens. Difference. They're outer, like, they are from outer space. They're not from this world. That is stated.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just assumed, probably wrongly, that they were just from a different area and interstellar space travel hadn't been a thing yet. They just had satellites, you know? But that would make sense because the big irons have to come from somewhere. And they did mention that that's what the irons do. They go to different planets and smooth it out so they don't think differently. So I retract because that I basically just talked myself out of my own argument.
There you go. So that's the only difference, too, is that there's a second one that's introduced. They do light callbacks to the first one. But instead of it being just one person now that's having something grow out of their head and having that be a main pivotal focal point where it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, what's growing out of the head, it's more so, I feel like in this one, it's a more solid focus on the journey of growth and understanding.
Yes. Sorry, I had to pause and think about that for a second. It's possible that it's growth and understanding, but I don't know. It still left me. It still left me not really getting what. Well, one, what "fooly cooly" means.
You're not two, meant to know. You're not meant to know.
And two, it makes me wonder who the person they're trying to find or capture is. You know.
Well, from what I remember, the first person that they're trying to capture is like the known as like the Pirate King. You know,
in season one, they only call him the Pirate King. In season two, they call him by a different name. But it's the same person. And
yeah,
it looks like a phoenix kind of thing. An impervious to damage phoenix.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I mean, it's a being that is all powerful that Haruhara is infatuated with and wants badly.
See, what I think has happened is she actually did have him at one point in time, or felt like she did, and he ditched her because she was just weighing him down. It's kind of what I felt like, because
probably
both of the aliens were kind of like that. And the one chick's like, I'm you and you're me because we both want the same person. If we just teamed up and Haruharu, that's her name? Haruharu?
You can call her Haruko. I mean, Haruko. That's also her name. Her name is Haruko Haruhara.
But what I will say is I feel like she's more hell-bent on having control and...
Yeah. 100%.
Capturing rather than anything else. She's not used to not getting her way because she's uber strong and can guitar... And basically can hit you with a guitar to get her way or hit you with her Vespa and get, you know, to get her way.
Well, here's the thing. I think what plays a part of her power is the guitar. And they lightly reference this in the first season as well. The reason why I also think that is because they show the guitar that she wanted and she knew that it was there somewhere because she could feel the power from it. But what's interesting, did you notice that, the guitar that she had at the end of season one was not the same guitar that she had in season two.
100%.
I mean, what happened to it? She had a double neck guitar that was basically in combination of two that were combined to that
bigger just, and better things, or she lost it.
I'm going to say she lost it.
Yeah. Either that, or it just, while it was, sorry. While it was usable by her, it was not hers. So it did not give her enough power. Because she mentioned when another character was trying to hit her with a guitar, and like hits her once or twice, she goes, that's not yours. You can't use it the right way. If you get your own, you might be able to do some damage. But with this one, it's not yours. It doesn't recognize you. You're not going to do anything. It's just going to be super heavy for you. And it's going to be like you're
Right.
Hitting me with a stick, essentially.
Well, I mean, his heart wasn't in it anyways, because he, I don't know, probably loved her at the same time.
Makes sense.
What I thought was really interesting, too, was at the beginning of each episode was basically a different dream for her, a different variation of reality of what could happen, what I'm assuming anyways, what could happen, or some variation of it, should the irons of the world actually get utilized and do what they're supposed to do.
See, I thought the medical, mechanical, whatever it was her headset.
No, that it's the same company that they were referring to before, and it has to deal with those irons that are all over the place.
I gotcha.
Which brings up a point. We do see that there are multiple irons around the Earth, because they go to a completely different spot, and there's another iron there, too.
Yeah. It makes me kind of curious. Like, are they plants that are just extracting the nutrients from Earth to power themselves for long enough to do what they need to do? Or are they just sitting and waiting for those hands to show up? Or, like, what else?
Well, if you're watching the first episode, I'm assuming they're just waiting for the hands to show up to use them. Because that's what was happening, is hands were using them to iron out in the very beginning of the first episode.
Yeah.
So that's my understanding of what I'm getting from it. But whether or not that's actually going to happen is another story entirely. What the headphones were actually doing was they were suppressing, I guess, Hiromi's power, which is our main female protagonist aside from the two aliens.
Well, what was her power anyway? Just to become a female version of the Pirate King, or possibly a descendant?
I would assume that she is not a female version of the Pirate King, but someone that can actually fight and destroy those irons.
I mean,
that's what I'm getting from it. I don't know. I mean, this is all from the first episode. So,
oh.
This is all from the first episode that I'm deriving this from. I mean,
First few episodes, you also understand that she wants to get torn apart and eaten and basically split down the middle because it feels good, apparently.
Well, also, I mean, she wants to see Julia in a bunch of tiny little miniature pieces at the same time. And, you know, I'm just saying, I'm going off of what we can actually tie to the irons and the correlation in between the two for them.
Okay.
Because those are the rest of it. It doesn't reference the irons. It's just her having some really weird, messed up dreams in the beginning before each episode, which kind of threw me off. It was like, oh, what the hell did I miss? You know, because
seriously, though, it felt like it was jumping around. And then when it mentioned that it was a dream, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it almost felt like she was starting to control the dreams.
Yeah. And in the first couple of episodes, like in the first episode, it was like, wow, okay, so we're going to build up to this.
Yeah, never. Like it was a future flashback.
Right. Never happened. And then, like, the next couple episodes after that, it made me feel like I was missing something. Like, I missed, like it somehow I didn't watch the ending of the last episode, and I'm missing something that was going on there. And no, that wasn't the case at all. It's just a dream to kind of, again, just throw you off.
I mean, it does do that, to throw you off. Because the timeline is kind of sporadic, and it doesn't quite have its own sequence. I mean, it does go in order, but I feel like it's missing a few weeks sometimes in between either episodes mainly episodes. And it makes you think, like, you can see who's strong and who's weak, but you can't really see why, because a few people bust their butt and are considered kind of weak, and there are some that are just innately like, let me lift this building for no reason, you know?
Yeah.
But I guess plot armor is plot convenience is one way to put it.
Yeah. 100%. The other thing is that you're also introduced to several other characters, and I'm only can assume that maybe they're descendants of some of the past characters. In some fashion. Well,
that's what I was thinking, too, because you do find that blue robot. I forget what you called him.
Canty?
Canty. You do find him, but he's tore up. He looks old. The head's kind of missing. Things like that, you know?
Yeah.
And so I can assume that perhaps he was used and abused and then thrown away as a piece of junk because no one else could use him except for the main character from season one.
Yeah. That's what I'm getting anyways. I don't know. I mean, it's just kind of, it was good, but at the same time, it also left me with a lot more questions than anything else, which really disappoints me. I was hoping to get a little bit more firm answers, but I understand why they weren't giving you the answers, because there's really no answers for you to be given anyways.
And besides, if you're given some of the answers earlier on, that completely ruins the story.
True.
So you kind of, I do like the fact it makes you feel like you kind of have to work for them, for the knowledge you get. And you learn just alongside the main character. So it's not like you know stuff and you're like telling the character, it's so obvious, I wish you would just do it. But it feels like a more genuine progression, you know?
Yeah, yeah. No, I know.
Lord, I say you know a lot.
Well,
I am searching for confirmation.
Yeah.
But
from me, which is understandable. Everyone wants confirmation from me.
Yeah. I want you to protect my loved ones too.
There you go.
Just like in this anime. You see, you got a very trusting face and voice.
Thank you.
I've only known you for, 20 years.
25.
Dear, you know, in a very weird way, if we were to have adopted somebody when we first started being friends, they'd be out of college by now. They could be supporting us. Why didn't we do that?
Because we were 7 at the time.
You know what? I'm hearing excuses.
So, as we go right back to the topic at hand.
ADHD gets me all the time. ADHD. No real way to tie it back in except for the fact that the mom doesn't necessarily look old enough to be a mom. And she always mentions that she might not be the mom.
No, well, we know that she's the mom, and we just don't know where the dad is. I mean, again, you know what? Hey, we at least see one parent this time. All right. At least we see one parent this time again, just like in the first season. This time we don't know where the dad is. We know where the mom is. We don't know where the dad is. Whereas if in the first season we knew who the dad was, we didn't know where the mom was. We just
they
know
can't
that
give
they're
us
gone.
Everything. They can't give us everything.
I want everything. All right. That's the problem. I want everything. I need it. All right. And this show doesn't give it to me, unfortunately.
No. But what I was hoping for, what I was really wishing would happen, is that the main character here ends up being the daughter or the child of the main character from season one. Like, he grew up, he learned a little bit, which is why that she got those protections, the headset, whatnot.
Maybe.
I was hoping that that's what happened. But if that's the case, then that means the dad probably died, because I don't want to think that our main character from last season would be a deadbeat dad.
I mean, it is a possibility. He could be a deadbeat. So there is that possibility. But again, we don't know, like you were just saying, we don't know who the dad is. And we can only go off of assumptions of who it is. I'm just kind of wondering, like, why they would even try and go that route, though, if that were the case. They do make, like we were talking about before, they do make the references to the other characters, or at least to past people. For all we know, one of the old guys that we saw here could be him, and it's just that amount of time that had gone by, and he's an old man now.
Yeah.
He could be the old guy going around saying, oh, you got the bone structure of a champion. You got the wrists of a champion.
You know, I was not thinking when he was telling all the pretty ladies they could go pro. I was not thinking about fighting. I was like, this dirty old man. They can go pro in what, I wonder? I mean, and if that's the case, if that's your demographic, what you're looking for, then you're not looking really in good spots, because the slums, nobody's a champion there.
But he was even saying it to boys. So why would you assume that? It wasn't just girls he was saying it to. He was saying it to boys.
True. True. I don't remember that vividly. I just remember him saying it to her.
I remember it because he talked to Marco. He goes, oh, your parents are. Oh,
you're Latin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Latin. Okay. Never mind. You're right. You're right. He does say it to one other person.
Yep. So it's not specific to female. He says it to everyone.
You want to go pro? I got a camera. We can make this happen. Not the creepiest thing said all show, surprisingly.
Thankfully, it's for small favors.
Yeah. So, did it get confusing for you at the end?
It was
not the end, but like the last two chapters.
It was confusing through the whole thing. I mean,
like genuinely, where you're not,
where I'm not wondering what I'm watching and why am I watching this and at what point did this make that transition?
Yeah.
I was like that in episode one. Like, where am I? How far in the future am I? What happened to the original characters? What's going on? Why is Hiromi wearing those headphones? And then it got to a point, like episode four, episode five, where they drilled into her head. And my first response wasn't, oh, that's interesting. My response was, why isn't she dead?
It obviously didn't go in far enough to kill her, silly. Just far enough to alter who she is, what she remembers, how she acts. You know, minor stuff.
It was, whatever. I don't know.
Horrific.
It was an interesting show. I'll give it that. It was still, I want to say, kind of a... Not, I don't want to say a reflection of season one, because it wasn't that, but at the same time, it was on a journey of maturity, so that way you're coming out of your adolescence, trying to come into your own, figure out things on your own, trying to be your own person at the exact same time, which was kind of like how it was in season one.
Well, in season one, they were much more straightforward. Here, I don't know. Like, I'm glad you took that away from it, but it didn't feel like a growing anime, if that makes sense. It felt more like a very confusing shonen. A lot of fighting, a lot of mechs, and they were doing weird stuff that it made no sense. The car transformed into a mech, and for some reason was able to throw bullets and missiles out of nowhere and not lose any of its own mass.
I'm sorry. Hang on. Let me get this straight. Are you trying to look for reality in a show?
I have a flying Gundam car.
About a flying Gundam car where there are giant irons hanging around that spew out smoke, where people
steam,
have
steam technically,
white smoke that looks like steam, where people grow things out of their heads and have robots pop out of them. I mean, like, are we talking about that kind of show where you're just like, oh, that your first thought is, huh, that car is not losing any mass. That's not realistic. Never mind the alien or the fact that Haruko was having the students watch porn in episode one.
You don't know.
From the noises, I'm pretty sure that's what they were watching.
It was censored. It would be, you don't know. It could have been. So it could have been like this. I was sent a cat video, legitimate cat video. An owner comes over, pets the cat, and all of a sudden loud moaning comes out of it. So it could have been that. It could have been trying to shock
you. Look. You and I both know that's not what was going on there. You and I both know.
We can't rule out that it wasn't a you laugh, you lose episode.
Sure we can.
It could have been trying to make her laugh.
We can rule it out because it's Haruko. You and I both know that that's exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
All right.
Weird class.
Very
weird class.
It's all right, though. It's okay.
So.
All right. On a scale of up to 10, sir, because I think this is a great spot. How would you rate this?
Good flow, I agree. Do you remember what I rated the other one?
You rated it a 5.
Yeah, that's what I thought. This one's better. The animation style's spot on. It does get a bit laggy at times. However, it's intentional, and it looks good the way that they did it. Everything that is gritty is supposed to be. It gives you a type of feeling. I didn't really hear any music that often, so I can't really remark too much on that, other than the fact that it was available sometimes. Story, it was a little bit incoherent at times, but at the beginning and the end, it makes sense. And I would say overall, it did better. So I'm going to give it a 7, because I would recommend people watching this one over season one, because specifically because you don't need to watch one and the other. I would tell them to skip season one and just go to season two.
Ooh, see, you and I are total opposites on this. I actually am going lower on this one. I'm going 6, not as low.
Really?
Yeah, okay. But I'm going how come? Because it was just didn't really have a solid flow for me. The beginning just felt like it was there, served no real purpose other than just to throw you off from the story. The flow wasn't quite as good. Some of the things that just happened there didn't make me feel like this was a true succession or true follow-up to the first one.
But I don't think it was ever intended to be.
Yeah, but you were still left with a lot more questions than what we had at the end of season one.
True. Very true.
So I can only hope that we will get some kind of resolution or redemption in season three, because that's going to be my choice.
I figured.
So we're going to watch season three or FLCL alternative for next week.
Yeah. I accidentally started watching the alternative rather than season two.
Ah.
And I was not mad at what I originally saw. I was a little confused at first because it didn't look like a sequel to me.
Okay.
Now, however, it makes a little bit more sense.
Okay.
So I will look forward to watching season three with you.
All right. Sounds good. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you enjoyed this week's choice, or at least more so than me, and as much as Rick, to say the least. If you feel like we missed something, didn't do it enough justice, or anything like that, let us know. You reach out to us at featuredanimepodcast@gmail.com or at Those Anime Guys on Twitter. Join us in our Discord. We're always hanging out and talking in there. Be happy to talk to you and everything else that we have going on. And until next time, I'm Jack.
I'm Rick, and I promise not to hit anyone with a guitar anymore. We'll see you next time.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And
it's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.